None but the hungry heart. 4:12. Not how, but who. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3:1. We never question how he works, once we know him for who he is. When I gain the treasure of knowing him, I can well afford to trust him. The heart that is captivated by an object could never be at rest until it was with the one who had won it. For satisfaction, you must be where he is. Love really does not think of anyone but its object until it is quite sure of its place with him. And then, when at rest about itself, it studies the mind and heart of the object. I find that Christ loved me and gave himself for me when I was in a most unattractive state. But he makes me suitable to himself, and I am so assured of the permanency of his love and of my association with him that my heart is free to study him. The more I am in his company, the more I acquire the tastes and characteristics which answer to his mind. There is an amazing effect of beholding the Lord's glory. You may be transformed from some old taste without even feeling it, but you are transformed, and you cannot tell how. It is not the process that occupies you, but you are engrossed with the Lord. We are united to the glorified Lord where he is at home, and, blessed by God, that is our home. Our life is there. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3.